Well, yeah, it depends on who did the research really in the first place. Okay. We love chatting to the YMCA 1KZ, always in every week. Baz normally comes in, but we haven't seen Jackie for a little while. Mm-hmm. So we sent out, she's MIA.
Yes.
So we sent out the private investigators to track her down.
Mm-hmm.
And we found her this morning.
Hey,
first
Jackie,
time for 2019.
Me off the beach and
hey, Jackie, how are you?
This morning. Good, how are you?
You've been away for a little while. You've been on holidays. You're away all January?
I've been on holidays, yeah. I was lucky enough to take some long service leave. I went down to Inverloch for most of the month. Yeah.
In Scotland. Beautiful.
Close, really close
which
to Scotland.
Which it was.
Yes, that would be lovely.
You've got a holiday house.
We did get a holiday house. We've just got one just before Christmas. So
amazing.
Yes. We've got paint running through the blood at the moment.
Do you find that getting away to somewhere like Inverloch gives you that chance to just completely unwind?
Absolutely.
It's almost like you get away from the world.
Yes.
Down that part of
and
the world.
Phone reception's terrible. Internet's not great. We don't have internet at the holiday house anyway, so... Yeah, and get
Sydney
to completely won't. Shut off.
Sydney wouldn't go down there for a holiday then?
I'd love to do.
You wouldn't be able to be without your socials.
I'd love to be without
my socials.
See what
you like at your place when you've got poor reception.
Just holding it up at the roof.
It's great though when you've got a good excuse. You can actually say,
yes.
Don't bother calling me, we don't have great reception. So yeah, it's a great excuse not to answer your phone.
I might try that.
This morning we were chatting about National Geographic linking up with Barbie. I don't see Barbie getting involved with a swim instructor.
I actually think Barbie's probably been wearing bathers for years
and years. She's pretty much been a spokesperson for swimming, hasn't Barbie over
has.
The years, over many
has.
Decades.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you join us. And part of the theme we've been chatting about over the last few weeks with Barry has been around setting goals and creating great habits and trying getting out of a rut of what you might have created for yourself as in bad habits, and also what you're grateful for. So I guess as we think about what exactly we're grateful for, have you had a bit of a chance? You said you had like a bucket full of them.
I do have a bucket full. So I have listened to the podcast since I've come back from the end of the earth, and got me thinking about everything that I'm grateful for. And there is a lot, and it's always the family and the friends and that sort of traditional stuff. But I think I've wrapped it all into, I'm grateful to be born in Australia.
Oh.
That's actually what I'm really grateful for, and the opportunities that allows and the training it allows and the fact I can go to my holiday house in Inverloch and like we've got great beaches and it's a great place to live, isn't it?
I love it. All right, I'm moving on, and everyone laughs at me every week with my grateful. I don't care. I have a four-legged little friend who's my mate. He is my best friend in the whole world. I don't care what anyone says. I talk to him all the time when no one else is home. He doesn't talk back, but I know he understands me. I love you, Louie. Okay, move on,
is
mate.
Is he not tuned in, is he?
Yeah, he's tuned in, yeah. Yeah, I've popped him on in the laundry. Yeah, he's good.
Well thought of.
Thank you.
Good topic. I love him. Good grateful topic. I guess I'm grateful for... Now, I miss my family a lot because I've only got one of my boys with me here in Melbourne, and I've got two other boys and my grandkids up in the Gold Coast. So I'm very grateful, and I've taken it for granted just how good Skyping or FaceTime can be. And being able to every weekend be able to have a FaceTime and just have a chat to my boys or a chat to my granddaughter is just lovely. So I'm very grateful to be able to do that. So I've got them in my life, even though it's only electronically. Without that, I'd just be on a phone call. So it wouldn't be the same sort of thing. So well done, technology.
You wouldn't have had that 20 years ago. So
no, you're just on the phone. You're on a landline chatting.
You'd have to
waiting for photos.
7 o'clock to call because calls were cheaper. I remember
waiting for the photos to develop and making sure you got the right one the first time because you can't have 25 practices get that right one.
Exactly
So I'm very grateful for technology of all the good things that it has provided to be able to stay in touch, which is lovely. And also creating great habits too and sticking to great habits as in just trying to be active as often as you possibly can. Try and get some activity in every single day. Trying to be making sure your water is up to where it should be and just doing the right things.
One of the girls at work went to a training session, and we often come back and share what we've gone to the training session about, and hers was about staying productive and how do you do that. She said once you get distracted, it takes 64 seconds on average to get back to work. That was a really that came up with water as well. She said you work better obviously when you're hydrated through the day, so you're supposed to drink however many litres it is.
I'm going to take that
and
with me today, Jackie. Thank you.
64
and I'm
seconds is a lot when you think about it.
How many times 64 seconds comes up, because I'm just like, oh look, something shiny over there.
Yeah, me too. I'm terrible. Oh, an email. Oh, what was I doing 3 hours ago?
Yes, I half made a cup of tea about 10 minutes ago. Need to do that again.
Easy to be distracted with so much is going on around us. Now, speaking about what's going on, there's a whole lot of stuff happening over at the centres.
We have got lots going on. I don't think we've done an update for a while, so I kind of feel like I'm about to blow everyone out of the water with so much going on. But
literally, let's do this.
Probably, actually, there's not a lot here about my water, but the health club have got a lot of things going on across all the centres. A big one, the full moon meditations.
Mm.
It's always been going, but it's back with a bang. They're trying to kick it off again and remind everyone it's on every Friday night.
So every Friday night?
Every Friday night at one of our centres.
Okay.
So it's at ARC tonight. Right. I'm thinking I might pop in.
Yes.
Race next Friday. Yep. Endeavour Hills the following Friday. And I think the last Friday is at the Bella Bella or somewhere like that.
Oh, well, that's handy to know. We didn't know that because I was always of the belief, because I was over at ARC there for a while. It was just on once a month.
No. But well, it's once a month each centre.
At that centre. Yeah, okay. That's good.
So
that's
it rotates
news.
Around.
Great.
So and it's free.
It's free. Yeah.
So you jump online, book in and go and lie down for 45 minutes and have someone tell you a nice little story.
It is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Out. Yeah.
Don't do it now, Daz. I need you for the rest of the
right
next hour.
Right now for the rest of the day.
It is tempting. Maybe your thing should be Shabam then. That's on Fridays too now.
What's Shabam?
Is that relaxing?
Shabam at no.
No, that's no, so no, why no. would it be my thing then?
Because I remember the last time we were talking about some exercise at Wilson Botanic Gardens and you seemed really keen.
He always seems really keen until
it's an 80s theme. And you're going to come in.
Yes, that's
I
right.
I think your idea was to watch just dressed up rather than participate.
I'm happy to live stream it to me.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Happy to get involved.
Dress like Richard Simmons. Yeah. Okay, great.
You can do that.
Well, maybe I'll do the Shabam then. So yeah, it's kind of a dancing thing. They're doing it at Wilson Botanic Park every Friday afternoon, 4:30 to 5:15.
Okay.
And again, it's free.
Amazing,
such
guys.
A shame that I don't finish till 8 o'clock at night now with the new role that I'm doing. So I can't do that one either.
We do have other classes of Shabam at all the centres. I can probably bring you in a timetable next
very
weekend.
Very busy, Jackie. Thanks for your offer, but very busy.
You probably know it better than I do, actually, anyway.
What else is going on?
So Casey Stadium, I'm not sure if Barry has talked about the new courts. They're all open.
Yep.
So they're open for free shooting.
Mm.
Not free shoot. Well, it's not free. I shouldn't say free as in cost, but go down and have a shot during the day. And it was really quite a popped over yesterday. So, it's not busy during the day if anyone wants to go and practice their shooting.
Okay.
Is the shooting is available as part of your membership, though, if you've got a full membership? At the centres?
I'm pretty sure, that you can pop up. I'm pretty sure it still is, that if you've got a membership at ARC or Race, you can go in and do shooting in there.
And if not, it's only about $3 or $5.
I think it's $3.
$3 is nothing for a good shooter. And there's no time limit on that. You just got to have a good shoot around.
You can stay all day. Probably not all day because competitions will start eventually. But, it's great to go down there. The kids were down there for a couple of hours that I was watching the other day.
I used to do that quite a bit. It's actually good to just clear your head and just do some shooting just on a little bit of time of your own.
Yep. And they've opened up the indoor cricket in there. So they're taking teams. It started on, what's today, Friday? It started Wednesday night,
wow.
The indoor cricket comp.
That's
so
cool.
That's all opened up. And the gymnastics is looking to start in term two. So they are taking expression of interest for people that want to join gymnastics.
Excellent.
So that'll go off with a bang, I think. There's a lot of people keen for that one.
That's great.
Another free event that's ongoing is the running club. Cindy, you might be keen on that one. If you're not busy, at Wednesday night and Friday mornings at Casey Arc and Thursday nights, and there is a morning as well, but I couldn't get on to Jake to find out what morning it was.
Mm-hmm.
It started at Endeavour Hills and now it's come over to Casey Arc as well. So that's free and anyone can just pop down there at... what time is it? 6:30 Wednesday nights, and I think it's 6:45 in the mornings.
Yep.
Just rock up, and they've got it all planned out. And
that's
doesn't
so good.
Matter if you're a beginner or advanced; you can run to your ability.
Excellent.
Yeah, good one to get started on.
And another major event coming up as well.
Yes, International Women's Day is coming up in a couple of weeks. So we've talked about it before, the MAPE program, which is the Preventing Violence Against Women program. And so we're going the week after International Women's Day, we're having a few MAPE sessions. So for people that are interested, keep an eye out. We'll get some times and dates out on Facebook in the next couple of days.
Get them over to us also, Jackie, and we'll pop it on our web pages as well. So we're posting a lot of information on there and we can go ahead and share it for you also.
That'd be great. Yep.
Hey, it was great to see you first time in 2019. Probably won't see you again. You'll be on holidays again.
I might see you next year.
Great that you've popped in again, as always. Jackie, have a good rest of your Friday.
Thank you very much.
See you again soon.
11 minutes to 8 o'clock. It's Extra Butter, Cindy and Daz.